Well, it's now approaching 2 p.m. at the car park here, at the car boot sale, sorry. Can hear the pipe bands loud and clear. In fact, they're echoing all around, and some of the big bands that reflect the sound, it makes you think they're coming from the other side of the town. But there's been loads and loads of pipe band players of all ages and all. Well, I was going to say all sexes, but they're all less two sexes. But yeah, youngsters going around with their gear on, having a look at the car boot, see if we can pick some up, or maybe picking up some treats from the traders, and the older people doing exactly the same. In fact, I mentioned in an audio from the back of the park that I'd seen a Manchester band, and of course it's a British National Championships. Well, there was two very tall guys, I'd say in their late 40s, early 50s, came up to the stall in their gear and were looking at some of the stuff. And Mary said to me, looks like the police. And so I asked him. And I asked him where he was up from. And he was, it's Nottingham, the Nottingham Police Pipe Band. So we had a wee blether. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to record it actually. We had a wee blether with him. And they said that they're through to the next round. And he got his mobile phone out. He said, just hold on now. Well, he didn't say it like that, he said it or not in the accent. And he got his mobile phone out because apparently they're just waiting on the results and get a text. It said probably a draft text to Maltsey, we're through or we're not through. So anyway, as he blethered, he lifted his phone again. It must have buzzed in his spurn. Well, you would feel that if you were a guy, you know, if you had a vibrating phone in your spurn. I pulled it out, he spun, he pulled his mobile phone out. This is getting complicated here. And he said, oh yeah, we're through to the next round, so we can relax a wee bit more. So I thought, that was great, and we complimented them and wished them all the very best. It was really nice, you know, and it's nice to see them all wandering about. In fact, I actually seen a group of young girls going past the outskirts of the car boot. They're obviously having a walk through, maybe to McDonald's or something. And they were in their breeks. Yes, they were in their breeks. They're taking their kilts off. But of course, the girls don't just wear knickers and go a kilt. It's a kind of, not boxer shorts, but a ladies' version of that. Usually. But they just had general shorts on, which I thought was quite clever, because it means then they can ditch the kilt. Which is heavy, and in a day like this can bring a wee bit over the top. I just ditch the kilt and walk around in their shorts. That's, I thought it was a clever idea, young girls. That's how warm it is. And I just checked the car before I started recording this, and it's up to 23 degrees here in the car park. And I believe it's actually recording from below the car, which is probably in a bit of shade, so I think in the sun here it's actually above that, which is absolutely fantastic. So I think this will probably be, you know, the last I'll do. Excuse the wind noise here. I left my spoffle in the car. Not my spoffle, my wind buff, which goes around my ears. But I'll get shelter here in the long grass. It's so nice to walk across grass. I wish to put my... No, I brought my sandals today. This is how forgetful I am. I brought my sandals today to go out in my bare feet because it was a good day, and I, as usual, totally forgot, and I've been wearing boots with socks all the time. How crazy is that? But there you go. It hasn't been a burden. I see loads of the guys and girls with their kilts and gear walking back down through with McDonald's coffees and looks like cakes. Buns. Building. Obviously, if they're still wondering about this way and in full uniform, then I'd say full uniform, not wearing their jackets, obviously, that would be just far too warm. But if they're still wondering about it, it means then that they're either through to the next round or they're waiting on results. which is all good. Where I'm just now, I'm just walking along the side of what was a major venue in the town of Bathgate when it was built. RATT, Room at the Top. What a horrible acronym, RATT, or RAT, to call a dance hall. When it first opened, it used to have big stars coming up. I remember, who was that famous boxer at the time? Well, a good number of years ago, from London. And he came up and did a bit of DJing and things like that. And they used to get major stars coming here to DJ. And now it's shut, boarded up. Looks like a carbuncle with the weeds growing up around about it. All within a few years, it's crashed. So anyway, I'm walking along the side of that and I'm looking back into the car boot. And it looks, you know, tremendous. I know I've said this before, but it looks tremendous when you see the sun and everyone in summer clothes and people now hanging on to 2, maybe 3 o'clock before they pack up, not the usual bailout for cold, wind and rain. Just makes one hell of a difference to everything. And of course people have attitudes are much brighter and cheerier. People stop and they'll say the same thing. Oh, isn't this glorious? Isn't this wonderful? Oh, I hope we've got a good summer. Well, certainly got one today. I'm looking across to McDonald's and I see the army in. There was, I think it's TAs, the old youngsters. There was a group of girls inside, about 10 of them when I went over for the ice creams, but now I can see a group that looks like guys, all in uniform, sitting outside and stuffing their faces. And a lot of kilted people from the bands. McDonald's will be doing one mega trade today. Oh, and I meant to tell a wee story when I mentioned McDonald's in a previous bit of audio today. When I arrived at 5:30 this morning, I noticed a group of men heading through the car park and through this car park and over to McDonald's. And I think they came from, you know, the campers that's been parked up overnight, so they were obviously to do with the venue, the big venue, but obviously heading to McDonald's for a coffee and maybe a bite to eat first thing in the morning. By 6 o'clock there was about 30 people standing outside McDonald's and I thought, that's strange. It turns out actually that they had a new manager and the new manager hadn't turned up to open the store. So I guess he was in for a rollicking. I'm not sure if it was the guy I spoke to, just a young guy. But if it was him, I bet he got a rollicking from his top men this morning for not being there to open the doors at the right time. He'll probably get off with it if he's had a major successful income to date. And I reckon he has. He may just get away with his life. Again, I go back to the phenomenon that is McDonald's. Can't believe this place. Anyway, I think Mary said we were going to pack up at 2. It's now 2:02. So I'll head back over and help her to pack up. It's been a good day. She's made, at the last count, 180 pounds, because she sold the set of roof bars, and that's not including the 15 pounds that she has to pay for the entrance. So basically that's going on 200 pounds. Probably by the time I go back she'll have sold another few bits and pieces, 50 pence here, pound there. So for her and for the charity, it's been a massively successful day, and it's been a great day weather wise. What more can you ask for? And I know when she goes home, because if that early rises morning, she'll crash, she'll go straight into bed for an hour. I won't, because when she gets up, she feels great. She's revitalised. When I get up after having an hour in bed, I'm shattered. I'm worse than what I was when I went to bed, so I won't do it. I'll probably just spend time uploading audio. put my feet up, listen to some classical music and chill out. Okay then, end of a great day. Oh yeah, she's packing up, I can see that. Okay, bye for now.